Enough Already by John Upchurch, read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Luke 8, 38 through 39. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. I knew I'd feel inadequate, but once they slapped the journeyman mic on me and the congregation sauntered in, the word inadequate became inadequate. Over my head, crazy, off my rocker, those shot through my mind a time or two. Yes, I had notes. Yes, I'd practiced. Yes, I'd taken public speaking courses, but none of those really prepares you to face a congregation on Sunday morning. Nothing gets you ready to reach into Scripture and yank out the good stuff. You're dealing with potent material here, the kind of thing you don't want to get wrong. And out there are the faces of those who may never come back through the door of a church again. No pressure. And that's how my first sermon started. Actually, I don't remember much of it. It just kind of started and then ended. If there weren't a recording, I don't think I'd even know what I'd said. But alas, said recording does exist. No chance of being linked here. And the final verdict is, let's just say, mixed. At least no one left, and given the size of the church, I would have noticed. In many ways, I felt like that formerly demon-possessed man who Jesus told to go tell it on the mountain. Jesus didn't give him much in the way of lessons or practice. He just sent the man home to talk about God healing him. And as far as we know, the man went and did just that. Since it made it into the gospel accounts, I'm chalking that up as a success. All the man needed to know was that Jesus healed him, and boom, he started sharing the good news. Too many times I've been shut down by the notion that I need to know more before I can say more. I can't tell this person about Christ because I haven't finished my study on Galatians. I can't share how God changed me because I only spent 15 minutes in prayer this morning. I can't start a small group in my house because I'm not the perfect husband or dad. It's hard for me to say enough already. I know enough already to preach a sermon, even if I'll keep learning and growing for years. I know enough already to share that God wrenched me out of depression, even if I don't know how to answer every question about the Bible. I know enough already to share my home, even if I'm still working on keeping my smartphone off during family time. After all, I know enough to know that Christ is the one who does the saving, not my faulty words. Intersecting Faith and Life. Here's the secret. None of us will ever be adequate for sharing our faith, for discipling others, or for preaching God's word. We just aren't. You could study your entire life and not be. So shake that monkey off your spine and say, enough already. You have enough to start. You'll make mistakes, you'll blow it, you'll say dumb things, but it doesn't depend on you. You know enough because you know Christ. Keep growing and sharing from where you are. For further reading, check out Luke 8:26 and Colossians chapter 2, verse 1.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
All we need is grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.